Blog Talk Radio.
I hold a bitch up like Simba, then try to hold down like December. Put dick up in her like an animal, fuck that little bitch like she my enemy. I hold a bitch up like Simba.
Take the sweet.
Me and Ron hit it up on some tag team shit. A bunch of niggas got smoke for the cash. Used to ride Greyhounds with dime holes and stuff the coke in their ass. Crazy beef got provoked in the past. A lot of wigs got split. A lot of innocent kids got hit. Harlem World be the place of my birth. Believe me, son, we breathe the smoothest niggas on the face of the earth. Mike, I steadily smoke. Rhymes cleverly wrote. As long as I could rock a crowd, I would never be broke. Some old treated me like a bum nerd when I was unheard. Now I'm icy, I ain't gotta say one word, you dumb bird. I push rips while you walk all day. And I hate when strange niggas wanna talk all day. Clown ass shit, hate to be around that shit. You don't know me, just say what's up, give me a pound, that's it. When I was at the steakhouse, pulling cake out, you was at the cheap Chinese shit, getting takeout. How you make out? You took the fake route, you on a breakout. You couldn't get a bitch before you put your tape out. What?
Yeah. Fucking punks. Niggas like you get robbed every day.
All my wolves in the house, all you live for what? See, Harlem about to get it all.
Yo, B, that nigga Tony L got me tight with that Big L comment. Do y'all hear this shit? This nigga said Big L know how to make a song. Yeah, I'm gonna shoot one time. That nigga got me tight saying that shit, hearing this, B.
Hey, yo, the streets love me, man. I love the streets. I know y'all ain't think I was doing some fruitcake shit. Y'all know me better than that.
Hey, yo, I should have been out. I'm deadly when I pull the pin out. Keep frontin', I'ma try your chin out. I knocked a lot of men out. I left them on the floor spittin' phlegm out. It's either that or I'ma squeeze the cat in my pen out. You see Cody on ice spinning, jigged out white linen. And if a bitch don't like me, she must like women. Every time I come around, you see your wife grinning. Don't be mad cause your career's in the ninth inning. It's over now, nigga, leave the game. I'm from the danger zone where MCs get slain. We're thugs that never hesitate to squeeze the flame. We're niggas be taking drugs just to ease the pain. Hustlers flip cokey, 48 hours like Nick Nolte. When I was OT, your bitch wrote me. First day home, I dived in it, left a thighs in it. Now that bitch be paging me every 5 minutes. And these are squashing this way. It's all about the Benji. So why your bills got washed in face? A lot of cats be fronting. Mad singles with a 50 on top. L trying to have the city on lock. Piece of Biggie and Pop, cause they really were hot. Rap game, heavy hitters, it's a shame. They no longer with us. Niggas wanna be L. Ladies wanna see L. If I go to jail, you win. Harlem about to get it all, lives or nuts. Only ghetto niggas shine, who gon' rise with
Yo, fuck with your boy, be fan 007, man. I got a special fucking guest on. We got Daylight on. Yo, Daylight was good, bro.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
Chilling. Hey, yo, Daylight, all trolls aside, man, congratulations on getting signed. I'm still kind of in shock. Not saying you make whack music, but saying you're known for trolling, and you did say you was going to get signed, and you got signed.
Wait, hold on. I'm putting my head.
The call dropped this nigga. Damn. Oh, I'm about to call this nigga right back. Yo, I'm back in the line. We got Daylight on. Yo, Daylight was good, bro.
Yo, how you doing, sir?
Yo, chillin', man. Yo, man, gotta congratulate you, bro. Like you said, you was gonna get signed, and that's what happened, man. Like, talk about how'd you get signed? Who was the company? Break it down.
So, what is this? Prospect? Turn left. Oh, so pretty much, like, you know, what people know about, you know, just in general in battle rap, like, most of the battle rap culture stays inside the battle rap world, and they don't really get outside the battle rap world. But, you know, people don't know, like, I've been dabbering into all other venues and, you know, stuff outside the battle rap world. Like I said, you know, I just went on tour with Hobson, you know what I mean, right from the tour with Hobson to a little run with Lupe Fiasco. And, you know, like I said, like, y'all seen it. You know, it's not like I hid it from the world. So, you know, from coming back for them things, you know what I'm saying? You know, I was just in the works with a lot of people now. One of my main dudes, which is my main producer for the label, his name is Willie B. You can go Google him. He has many achievements. He produced Rigor Mortis for Kendrick, Huey P for Absol, many J. Cole records, Janae Aiko records, whatever. Grammy-nominated producer, whatnot. So make a long story short, me and Willie B., he started making beats at the same place that I start battling at, like at the pit. He started making beats there. Yeah, so like our history go way, 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 way back. So pretty much what happened was, like, you know, when he seen me like on tour and on the music shit, he was like, yo, you know what I mean? Let's cut a record. So, you know, I ended up going to the studio. I cut a record and shit got kind of crazy. I cut another record after that. And before you know it, he was like, I'm not even going to hold you, my nigga. I really like this shit. Let's put something together. So we start chopping it up. We had a few meetings, and there you have it.
So and the name of the label is what?
It's Champions Only. Yeah, Champions Only 98.
Champions Only 98. That's the name of the label. Wow.
Yes, all
right, so question. All right. Have you seen your battles?
You said have you? No, most definitely. They've seen all my battles, yeah.
So was there any problems with any of the past answers or anything, or they was just like, man, fuck that shit?
What you need, see, this is what you battle rap niggas don't understand. This is what all you battle rap fans and battle rap niggas don't understand. These niggas hate, like, the battle rap world, they don't like antics. The regular world loves the shit. This is why Epic Rap Battles has, nigga, 100 million more subscribers than URL and KOTD combined. The real world, Epic Rap Battles average 60 million views per battle.
Who the fuck is Epic Rap Battles?
Exactly. You don't know because you live in battle rap and you don't understand anything outside of battle rap. But what I'm saying is, Epic, you can get on YouTube right now and Google Epic Rap Battles, and nigga, they have battles on their channel that have over 100 million views.
Hold on.
You can get on your phone right now, Google Epic Rap Battles. Epic rap battles, nigga. They have battles with 100 million views, nigga, 60 million views, 80 million views. Nigga, they average 40 to 60 million views, bro.
What are you talking about? Hold on, bro. You're not talking about this shit that got James Bond versus Austin Powers.
Epic, like I said, Epic Rap Battles, which is a league full of gimmicks.
Oh, my God. Wonder Woman versus Stevie Wonder has 13 million. Donald Trump versus Hillary Clinton, 4.3 million.
Yo,
43 million. What the fuck?
What I'm trying to tell you is,
Nobody gives a flying fuck about y'all niggas' opinions because the rest of the world loves battle rap, and that's clear proof. How the fuck did these niggas shit on battle rap by billions, my nigga? And what I'm trying to tell you is the rest of the world loves antics. 99% of the niggas in the industry is antics. Nigga, don't act like Busta Rhymes is cool. Nigga, Busta Rhymes is a clown. Nigga used to be dancing in dresses and all type of wild shit. Tupac on stage with thongs and water balloons. Nigga, all these niggas is clowns, bro. The industry is full of gimmicks, my nigga. So I fit right in with the clown niggas, bro.
I can see you on here, yeah. Michael Jackson versus Elvis Presley, 66 million. Mario Brothers versus Wright Brothers. All right, Hitler versus Vader, too. All right, I've seen enough. Okay,
nigga,
all right.
Are they destroying battle rap? Do they make, my nigga,
nah,
one
that, nigga, I'm looking at the views, 84 million, 96 million, 88 million.
My nigga, one battle got more views than battle rap in general.
Damn. Okay.
And these are shenanigans. So that proves to you right there that more people in the world care about shenanigans than people actually care about serious battle rap.
Okay. So what didn't
hinder
you at all? Nah,
it helped me a lot. It helped me a whole lot. Like, shenanigans has put me in the eyes of people that know nothing about battle rap. But, you know, like I said, I don't know if you've seen my interview on All Dev Digital the other day, but I had a live interview on All Dev Digital yesterday. And, you know, like, I just broke down all the shit I did. I broke down the PDG shit, why I said the P. Diddy shit. I broke down the choppers and the pink skirts. I broke down all the quote-unquote, like, super hardcore trolling shit. So now the other side, which is the world outside of battle rap, now they understand why I did the shit that I did and why I did it. So niggas, like, y'all may look at it as, oh, this nigga ruining the culture. The other niggas look at it as, oh, that nigga genius.
Yeah.
So, you know, but like I said, you know, it doesn't hinder me at all. It actually puts me in a very big space.
Damn, so right now you just busy going on tour and you about to make records.
Yeah. Oh, it's ugly. It's very ugly right now.
So you're not even thinking about battle rap. I noticed you don't talk about it at all no more.
At all. I'm out of all the groups. I don't ever even mention nothing battle rap, nothing. But not saying that I don't want to, like, because at the end of the day, I never turn my back fully on battle rap because battle rap gave birth to me. So I can't, it's like telling my mom, fuck you. You know what I mean? Like, I can't just sit there and be like, yo, battle rap sucks.
Yeah.
No, I still love the culture and I'm going to still participate in the culture when the time is right. I just have to move and grow to bigger so I can put the culture in the eyes of these niggas that know nothing about the culture.
Hey, Dale, are you still going to be using your Spawn channel to, like, promote music and stuff?
Oh, no, it's over with for that. I got my own Vivo. I got a Daylight Vivo channel now.
You got a what?
Daylight Vivo channel. You know, artists, super artists, shit, all that extra artist shit.
Oh, you a superstar now.
You know, nigga got that blue check on Twitter and all that extra shit. You know
what I'm saying? Yeah, I seen it. Yeah, you film yourself now.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know what? You know what question, though? When you're overseas, how do the fans perceive you overseas? Like, do the fans know who you are over there?
Overseas, I'm God.
And they do fuck with you overseas.
I'm God overseas. My nigga, I can't even walk up the street. I'm God. I'm like, literally, I can walk on people.
Damn.
None of these battle rap niggas could do that, though. None of them.
You want Lupe? Any singles coming out?
As of right now, no, not, I don't have anything with Lupe. Lupe's in a kind of like a kind of crazy situation with his label. So I don't think he, you know what I mean? Like, he just said he retired. There's all type of stuff going on.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah. He said he retired.
I'm asking. I know y'all fuck with each other. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah. Now he's actually retired, but his label had to put out that last album with his deal. Like, he owed them one more project. So we had to put that shit out. But as of right now, I think Lou is completely done with, like, music and features and all that shit. I don't know.
Okay. What about Abso?
Abso, yeah, I got a lot. Actually, I'm on the official remix of Huey P. Blackout. not the record Huey P. Blackout, whatever. I'm on the official remix of that. I'm actually on the official remix of Threatening Nature too. And you know, we're still working. Everything's still in the works.
Yeah, so everything is going as you actually plan this shit, music wise, career wise. Yeah,
niggas think that I just did all of this shit sporadically. I tell niggas, you come in my house, my nigga, I got notebooks and diagram charts on how to catapult myself to a specific place, to catapult myself to another place. I'm not just doing this shit freestyling. Of course, all this shit was designed.
Okay. All right, that's what's up, man. I'm going to say congratulations on that. Still think that shit was whack. It was whack. You didn't show up versus DNA, though.
Yo, you think I care about battling a nigga that's going to rap about 30 current events? Or what's more important for my life? That
sure.
Or going on tour?
Oh, so going on tour is the reason why you didn't battle DNA.
Yeah, I was on tour.
You jumped up. Bro, you jumped up and made that damn video. You know what I'm saying? Like
nigga.
In an hour.
But I already had that shit in the chamber.
Oh, hit him with the no-show. Yo,
yeah.
That's I'm not going to front. I hate the fact you ain't show up, but I'm not going to act like I ain't play that shit a couple of times. Though.
That shit was fire, though.
Yeah. It was, bro. I like my holding son. The dancing, I said, yo, this nigga Daylight a fucking fool right here, bro.
You know, just capitalizing off the scenario, yo. But, you know, I'm still in good standing with URL. You know, I still talk to Chico. I still talk to Beezy. Everything is still good in standing. I'm gonna keep it a bean with y'all. Shit been kind of tight, financially for me right now. Since like, I pretty much have to shut everything down to focus on the music. So shit been like very tight financially. But you know, like I said, when I get my advancement, I'ma shoot Beasley and them the deposits and all that shit back. I just, you know, I'm waiting on these advancements and all that other shit. So I'ma shoot them the deposits back, and once all of that shit's taken care of, I'll most definitely be back on URL sometime at the end of the year.
Oh, okay. So you do have a plan. You do plan on battling URL again.
Oh yeah, most definitely. I didn't show up to DNA. I didn't show up to the DNA battle because I didn't want to battle DNA. I literally didn't show up because I couldn't. Like I it was like a decision. Like stay here and do this and create another lane for yourself, or like erase this opportunity and go battle DNA. So it was like a split decision.
Yeah, they get a jump on. That shit might never come back around again.
It's one of those decisions like, yo, I got to take this one. Fuck it. You know, battle rap always going to be there, but I got to take this.
Oh, so that's what happened. Nigga thought you just no-showed and made a joke about it.
No, hell no. It was never that type of scenario. Like, you know, I do want to battle DNA. Like, I actually agreed to it. Like, you know, it was something that I really had in mind. Like, it's just, you know, I had the other situation. And as y'all see, the other situation turned out very good, you know?
Yeah, so it was definitely the smart move to make, basically.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, that's all right. That makes sense right there why you did it then, if that's the case.
But, yeah, but now it's like, you know, now that I have finally reached the destination that I wanted to reach, now I can finally do what I've always wanted to do, which is finally promote 100% positivity.
100%. How can you promote that in battle rap, though? You can't.
Easy. Yes, you can.
How? 100%.
Because one of the biggest battles in battle rap history is positive, which is Lux versus Calico. And Aver versus Hitman of telling the fucking daddy that's how you talk to your son. The biggest battles in battle rap are 100% positive.
Well, nah, that's not. Well, it is positive parts.
Positive parts on giving a positive message.
Okay, a positive message. Okay, now that I see you doing that. You always be having some type of secret messages in your fucking rhymes. Half the time to be gibberish, the other time to be messages. I think.
I never
sometimes
spit
you
gibberish.
Be on some bullshit. Sometimes, bro.
I never spit gibberish. See, the thing is, you niggas lack information and y'all don't understand etymology. Do you know what etymology is? Can you tell me right now what is etymology? Right now?
No, sir. Exactly. I actually can, and I would love for you to break it down.
Exactly. Etymology is the origins of words, the true meaning of what words really mean. So sometimes when I rap, if you don't know what the origin of the word is, then you won't never understand what I'm saying. So I just understand more words than the average human being, bro. So when people don't – like if I would have said a bar and I would have used etymology in the bar, you wouldn't have understood nothing I said. You would have been like, yo, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I would have. Real shit, I would have. I would have had to Google it.
That's what I'm saying. But half of you motherfuckers don't even want to Google. Y'all just be like, yo, I don't get it. That nigga talking gibberish. I don't want to get it.
Okay. You know what? I got a question, a serious question on those aside. Do you consider yourself, a lot of fans have been hitting me up on that about this topic right here.
Nah, I don't consider myself a West Coast legend. Don't ever put me in the category with humans.
This motherfucker, here we go.
I'm a god.
Don't ever put you, you're a god.
God, nigga, you better say, nigga, somebody said you should be in the talks with Jesus and Buddha, and I'm in that talk.
You in that talk?
Yeah, I'm in that talk. Put me in the gods category. Moses is in Noah Arks and all them. I'm in with them people.
You did motherfucking create a you got a crazy motherfucking a crazy story though. You did. You definitely created your own lane and shit.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not when niggas look at me like you don't never hear me on the stage like nigga I'm from the West. Nigga I ain't from the West. Nope. I ain't claiming the West. Nope.
Why not?
I don't want to claim the West. I just don't want to. I don't want to be bound to a specific place. Nigga, I'm from everywhere.
Yeah, but it seems like, you know what? It seems like every ballad like goes that route. Like from Diz, down Diz, Danny. You know, you always mention, you know, the West or LA. And
they looking for gratification or they want gratification or they want, you know, they want to be stamped or they want to be labeled. I don't want to stamp myself in one place. Like, I feel like the world is my stumping ground. So, nigga, I'm from everywhere.
And then it makes sense because you travel everywhere to battle. You go to Canada, you go to London.
Wherever I go, I never get treated biased. Never. Never. I've never got treated unfair in not one battle league. And that's because niggas feel like I fuck with them no matter where I go.
Hey, yo, I got Drizzy on my other call, just so you know right now.
Yeah, pull him up. Trippy.
I'm listening to y'all. Yes, sir.
Yeah, you're talking about Daylight, man. Daylight making big moves over here, getting signed, fucking going
man.
On tours.
Congrats,
a lot of shit
that.
Going on, man. Kind of proud of this nigga, man.
Yeah, man, salute. Keep grinding, man.
I'm trying, man. I'm just trying to break that stereotype that, you know, battle rappers can't do it, you know, but I try to tell niggas, like, when niggas be pressing that whole battle rappers can't do it shit, I just try to tell niggas, like, at the end of the day, nigga, Eminem is considered one of the greatest rappers of all time, and he's a battle rapper.
You know what, though? So, like, where did that stem from, battlers can't make good music? Like, what actually started that?
No, it's not the battlers. Don't say battlers can't make good music. It was the freestyle niggas that can't make good music. Jens and all them niggas. Them niggas gave battle rap the worst name ever.
Because of freestyle?
No, look, the thing with freestylers, like, when people say battle rappers can't make music, they most definitely are referring to the freestyler niggas. And it's true. Most of the niggas that came from that freestyle era, them niggas can't make shit.
But why is that, though, I'm asking? Like, why? Why do you think
because
that is?
Because most
niggas...
Have you ever seen, like, have you ever noticed how niggas, like, when niggas freestyle, you ever notice, like, niggas have good days and niggas have bad days? It's because they can't plan things out. And most niggas that freestyle, they really be like, oh, you niggas write your shit. I don't write anything. I freestyle. And the truth is, they say that because they can't write shit. They can't structure shit. And in music has to be extremely structured.
Yeah.
Has to be extremely structured, nigga. Like now that I'm in the studio with, like, you know, high-end motherfuckers and motherfuckers that has produced Grammy-winning records, man, it's a lot that go into these Grammy. It's a lot that go into these records, bro. It's way more than just getting on a song. Like, you know what I mean? Nigga, like, it could be a small thing that could change the entire song. Like, a motherfucker could be like, yo, instead of saying a word like that, lift your voice in a smaller, higher pitch. That little change could make the record. It could really break or make the record. So, like, being in the studio with these people and getting that type of advice, bro, it's a whole different ballgame when making music. So I'm saying, like, a lot of the motherfuckers that come from that older battle rap era of the niggas that just freestyle on the corner and shit, of course them niggas couldn't make music.
Damn, I never really seen it with,
like,
the big buzz, because niggas make mixtapes all the time and shit.
Yeah, but, you know, like, we live in an era to, like, you really got to ask yourself, what is good music right now in today's time? What is good
music? That's a fact.
Mm-hmm. Like, you can't even say battle rappers don't make good music in today's era because, nigga, anything is good.
True.
Yeah, I mean,
it's about preference. It's about preference.
It's all preference.
Yeah,
we live
I mean,
in
you
preference
got,
era.
You got,
whatever.
You got niggas like Lil Yachty and shit making millions of dollars. And, like, I mean, come on. Like,
so look, I figured out what battle rappers' biggest problem with making music is. Battle rappers' biggest problems with making music is we always try to be extremely lyrical on track.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
that's not what you should do on track. You actually have to, like, come up with a concept, a story. You know, the song has to be directed towards somebody. It has, you know, it's a lot of things that go into music. And that, but I feel battle rappers are put in a fucked up spot because when a battle rapper makes a song that's not lyrical, his fan base automatically say he's selling out. He trash.
Yeah.
So I think battle rappers are just in a fucked up situation. They can't make radio music because their fan base is going to be like, oh, you whack. But then they can't make super lyrical shit because the radio not playing no super lyrical shit. So it's like a rock in a hard spot, truthfully.
God,
but Daylight, let me ask you this. You being a battler, you being somebody that through all your battles, you got millions of views on YouTube, you know what I'm saying, due to your fan base and the work that you put in battle rap. Why is it, and I'm saying this because I noticed it with Surf, I noticed it with T-Top, I noticed it with everybody. You niggas get millions of views, but, like, URL will post a T-Top music video, and it won't do not even half as his battle. Like, is that part, like,
look,
what does that fall on the fans?
See,
is that the fans not supporting? Like, what is...
No. It's not that. The truth is, the fans are not there to watch these niggas' music. That's it and that's all. That's just the truth of it all. I do not go to URL page to see a nigga music video. Post that shit on your own channel. I go to fucking URL channel to see a rap battle. That's it. Now, if you want your music to get known, then you have to separate that from battle rap. For example, if I post something about, like, because I'm, like, right now, I'm in a state where I'm, like, I'm gaining, like, brand new fans. But I've noticed if I post something about my music or something, you know, music related on my Instagram, I get about, you know, 60, 70 comments, couple of likes. If I post anything battle rap related, 300, 400, 500 comments. So I'm starting to understand my following is it's battle rap. That's what they care about. That's what they want to hear the most. You just got to find, you got to start gaining new fans. I'm going to tell battle rappers this. It goes for every battle rapper that's listening. Don't push your music to the battle rap world at all.
Nah, you got some people who fuck with you. I wouldn't do it like that.
No. Hear me. What I'm saying is push your music to an entire new fan base, bro. Push your music to an entire. There's no reason to push music. There's no reason to push music to people who really don't give a fuck.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, I mean, you still got to make them give a fuck. If they fuck with you, they're going to listen, bro. I would think every outlet counts.
It seemed like that. But like my man just said, that shit look bad if you got a battle with 100,000 million views and you got a music video with 10,000 views. That shit looks stupid.
Right.
I mean, I don't understand it. Because I think a lot of y'all make fire music, so I really don't be understanding that. Like, I don't know.
No, it's the fans. They just don't want to hear it, bro. That's it and that's all. You don't go to URL channel to listen to music. You go to, nigga, iTunes or SoundCloud to listen to music.
So, when you go in these meetings and you getting a deal and all that, do they bring up, do they even care about what you did in battle rap, or are they more?
Nah, yeah, we just talking about
can you
that.
Make music?
Nah, they don't. Yeah, no, that matters. That matters a lot. It matters a lot. But how they look at it, they look at it from the overall standpoint of, like, cause see, the thing, what people don't understand about the media in general, there's a such thing as publicists, there's such thing as PR, all that shit. All that shit is designed to bring attention to you. Some of these niggas be trying their best to get people to look at them. I've done all of that. Like I've been my own PR. I've been my own publicity stunts. Like, I've done everything that the label creates for niggas.
Right.
So when the label see me, they like, yo, this nigga managed it. Like, you got to think, I'm the only nigga that's on MTV Daily. I'm on fucking MTV News Daily. I'm on motherfucking Vibe Magazine Daily. How the fuck did I get to all of these places every other day?
With no deal, no
nothing.
That's what I'm saying.
With no deal or nothing, my nigga. I got a full spread in Respect Magazine, nigga, 4 pages. How? Nigga, so when the labels come to me, they like, yo, you really fucking trolled your way in the world that we didn't want you in, and you still got in here. Nigga got to respect that, bro. So,
yeah, yo. You know,
yo, go ahead.
Hey, yo, they're like, hold on. So when you talk to Lupe off air, like what's he telling you? What's Abso telling you when it's just on the one-on-one and y'all are talking? Them niggas like, yo, you fucking crazy. Or them niggas
yo,
like, you a genius.
No, when I talk to these niggas one-on-one, these niggas really go, yo, dog, I respect you to a level of no return, because at the end of the day, you did something that's impossible. You broke the boundaries of game banking. Like for example, you know, we live in a society where all of these niggas trying to fake like they gangsters, my nigga. All black niggas want to fake like they gangsters. Everybody trying to prove they tough. Everybody trying to do that. You really a tough nigga that lied like you not tough. That's the difference. I literally had to hide my past, my nigga. All these other niggas out here trying to be tough guys, man, I know these niggas, bro. These niggas ain't built like that. I know them personally. I'm not saying names. I know them personally. They not built like that. And I'm not saying I'm built like that, but I know where I'm really from. I know what neighborhood I'm really from. I know what neighborhood I grew up in. But do you ever see me glorifying that shit? Nope. Abso would be like, yo, my nigga, like this, I've pretty much done the impossible. What I've done, my nigga, is I could now walk in blood neighborhoods and niggas be like, yo, Daylight, let's take a picture.
Yeah, I was giving to say that, like, how does that affect, how does
nigga,
that affect your daily life?
I am no longer, my nigga, I am no longer a gang member to the world at all. Nigga, I am officially Daylight. Nigga, it don't matter what. It don't matter who, what game banger, nigga, everybody turn to fans when they see me. It don't matter where you from. I'm completely out of the game banging world. I'm out of it.
So you don't feel well, probably the battle up, you have to watch it back all the time. You don't feel like you really
nigga,
like, you don't
I don't have to. I don't have to watch nothing, nigga. I was just in. All right, we got an enemy hood. Like, our main enemy hood is the other projects. They're blood. I was just in their projects. In our enemy hood, I was in their project, nigga, like, doing interviews and shit, like, how I'm going to save the culture and shit like that. And niggas was taking pictures with me. And I'm just like, damn.
You wasn't worried?
I don't care no more, bro. That's the thing. I don't care at all no more, bro. None of that shit even matter at all no more, bro. Y'all want to see it? Is this the right spot? But, yeah, none of that shit even matter at all, bro. It's like completely obsolete, my nigga.
Yo, that's kind of dope right there, though.
Yeah, my nigga, I ain't even going to hold you. I may have done. That's what I'm saying. When I talk to Abso and I talk to all them niggas, they be like, yo, my nigga, you did the impossible. You erased the stereotype that, like, all niggas got to act like this or be like this. Like, you erased that. You really made it okay to just do whatever the fuck you want. Nigga, you could be a gangster 1 minute. You screaming, you going to clap that shit up. The next minute, you shaving your legs in the chopper, shaving your legs in the tub with a chopper. The next minute, you twerking with a dress. The next minute, nigga, you back the game banging. The next minute, you the greatest battle rapper. Nigga, you really could do whatever you want. And that nigga Abso was like, that's cheating, dog.
What you mean that's cheating?
He was like, that's cheating. Like, most people, once you get in the game, you got to stay with whatever you are. You can't, like, keep switching characters. That nigga said, yo, you able to switch characters no matter when you want. That's cheating.
Yeah, that's type L right there, bro. So that
you know, like from that overall perspective, it's just like,
It's just like, yo, you know, niggas got to give credit to that shit. Like really think about this shit. Like, you know, a lot of other rappers, bro, really think about it. They can't do, like, think about it. Let's take Tsunami Surf right now.
Uh-huh.
Tsunami Surf can't do nothing other than be gangster. Nothing. He can't do nothing other than neighborhood music. He can't do nothing. He can't make a song about his cat. He can't make a song like, yo, I love my cat. He can't make a song about going surfing. His name's Surf, and he can't even make a song about going surfing. He can't make a song about rock climbing. He can't make a song about anything but gangster, hard struggle, pain.
Because of his fan base, you're saying?
Because
he started off like that?
Because he started off gangster, and he can't. If he do anything other than gangster music, his whole fan base would be like, Surf, you a pussy.
Okay. So you saying that you never had one lane. You was always versatile, so you could do whatever the fuck you wanted to, basically.
I could do whatever I want, my nigga.
Matter of fact, you just made another song. What was that? Responding to Remy and something, or what?
Oh, yeah, no, I most definitely jumped in that whole Remy and Nicki Minaj shit. I most definitely jumped in it. But I didn't diss them, though. I just told them what they should be doing right now instead of fucking fighting with each other. They should be trying to uplift the younger community. They should be trying to uplift the ladies instead of fighting with each other. Like, we going through hard times right now, just in general. We got niggas beefing. We got girls beefing, too. God damn. We just got done with this dumbass Soulja Boy and Chris Brown shit. Now we got to watch two of the top girls in hip-hop go with each other about something stupid because she blocked you from the VIP. Or what are y'all really arguing about? Like, let's really think about it. We got really big problems in the world, and you bitches are catfighting.
Yeah, but at the same time, hip hop always had beefs in it, though. That's kind of like a lot of the songs are beef.
No, most of these niggas got their buzz from beef. Eminem, J.J., all these niggas' buzz come from beef. That's cool. But what I'm saying is, my nigga, it's real problems going on in the world. And I understand that most of this rap beef shit, man, this shit is distractions, bro. Niggas out here getting shot left and right by the cops. Nigga, Donald Trump, the president, it's all type of wild shit out here. Y'all bitches arguing about music?
Yeah.
Yo, really think about it, my nigga. We just went from, yo, black people, we need to get together, to how many niggas going to the Chris Brown fight? Bro, this shit fucked up, my nigga. It's a lot of fucked up shit going on, and I think, like, even with where I'm going with, you know, my music and where I'm going with the label and shit, like, that's where I'm going. I'm going more so what we need to do as a race, not as a black race, but as a human race. And most of my music will be unity music going towards, like, every race. It goes, like, it's not just for black people. It's for what we need to do as a human species. And I feel like that's what needs to be pushed right now, what we need to do as a human species, because most of the shit we really arguing over is fucking, it's minuscule compared to the overall problems in this entire world.
True. So now you got a different outlook in life, because you used to hop on the Drake and Meek Mill. You was all over that, too. You wasn't saying that then, though.
That's catapult shit. It's all catapult shit. It's catapult shit. And with... See, the thing is, when people start thinking they know you, that's when you got to go left field. Everybody knew for a fact I was going to hop in this beef. And I knew I was going to hop in this beef. But what I did, I hopped in it from a completely different approach. You know, just, people think they know you. You just got to slide some gems in there. Like I said, and now that, you know, the label that I'm with, and I'm, like, most of my music is designed to press positive, is designed to push positive music. You know, it's time to flip the script. Like, a lot of people don't know. Even before I started doing all the wild shit and all the wild antics and all that shit, a nigga was still doing positive music before any wild antic I ever did. You know, I had the I Am Spawn track, the Letter to Obama, Black Mormons. That's super positive shit before any of that shit even, before I pulled any antics.
I do remember the Letter to Obama now that I think about it.
Yeah, all that shit was before I pulled any antic. That's before I pulled any shenanigans. So, you know, just looking at that from the overall perspective, like, I've been pushing positive shit. I just knew that only way I can get people to really appreciate my positive shit is if I get a big enough following first.
All right, that makes sense and shit. Have you even been watching battle rap, or you just been told that?
I haven't.
I haven't watched a single battle rap in. The last battle I watched was literally me versus Mike P.
Man, get the fuck out of here, man. Oh, so you're not going to Nome for Rex versus Sean?
I'm not going to. Look, I got tour shit. I got other tour shit. Like, I start my tour in April.
Okay. On tour, where you going?
It's my solo tour.
So where you going?
Pretty much all around the U.S., Chicago, Los Angeles, Arizona. Like, it's like a smaller tour. It's not a big tour, though. It's a smaller tour.
I mean, so why wouldn't you want to promote that to the battle rap fan? Because they still going to come see you.
Because I don't want to promote it to the battle rap fan. I would rather the battle rap fans find out about it. Like, oh, shit, Daylight doing. Then they come. I'm not begging niggas to come nowhere.
But how is it begging if it's promote? You're promoting to your fan base.
No. My real fan base know about all this shit. It's the battle rap niggas that don't know. My other fan base know. They know about, they tune in to all the shit I do. They on my Periscope every morning. They on my, they like the battle rap world don't even know. I just dropped the project. And it did pretty damn well. I just dropped the project.
Where's it at?
It's on my website, daylight2k.us. I just dropped the project.
Daylight2k.us. You can download it?
Nope. You only can buy hard copies only.
Okay, all right. So you ain't going to drop no mixtapes?
I'm not dropping. Why? I don't need to. What do I need to drop a mixtape for? I'm at a status to where I shouldn't have to drop nothing for free.
All right. My bad, nigga. All right.
My battle raps are my mixtapes. You want to hear me rap for free? Go watch one of my battles.
All right, shit. This nigga trying to get that bread now and shit.
You know, at the end of the day, bro, it's not even that I'm trying to get the bread. I'm trying to get enough financial. I'm trying to get in a financial situation to where not only am I taken care of, but I can take care of a lot of people. And that's where I'm at with it.
Okay, so is there going to be like a little crew or not?
Yeah, actually, you know, once my shit already is locked and stable, I most definitely have a group that's following. Like, you know, like kind of like my G-Unit. You know, my 50 got G on it. You know what I mean? I most definitely have a group that's coming right after my situation is, you know, solidified.
Okay. All right, that's what it is right there, shit. I definitely, well, hey, my nigga, hey, keep doing your thing, keep grinding, bro. I just really wanted to call you for congratulations and shit.
Yeah, we good. Everything good.
All right, that's what it is. My nigga, shit, I'm gonna go to your website when the store's over and shit. And I'm gonna let niggas know about your tour and shit. Fuck with the bullshit, nigga.
Oh yeah, no. Shit about to get real, bro. Like super real.
All right, so good. Well, yo, I'm being touched and shit.
Congrats,
I'm following your moves and shit, bro.
All right, just keep me updated, B.
That's what it is. You say, bro. All
right.
Yo, shout out to Daylight. Damn, Daylight making some big moves over there, bro. He ain't playing right now. And for the record, he was like he wanted to battle DNA. He said that it was either battle DNA and miss the tour and all that shit, you know what I'm saying, or do the tour and don't do DNA. And obviously, it actually worked out, you know what I'm saying, because he just got signed and shit. So it was like, I guess him missing DNA, him sacrificing that battle was all right. And he was like, he said he should be, he plans on being on URL before the year is up. He's still cool with URL. He said he's going to, when his advance comes in, he's going to get the deposits and shit back. So everything is good. Good money with him and you. I was just finished saying, yeah. So we definitely finished that part.
That's cool.
So I think it definitely. Yeah. He's actually doing this thing and shit. I ain't even mad at that right there. He definitely can't knock that shit.
Yeah, real shit.
A nigga doing. Yeah, a nigga doing this thing. Hold on, I'm gonna see if I can get this one other person on. All right, yo, Driz.
Yo, I'm here.
Yeah, my fault. Yo, I don't know what's going on. I've been hitting him, my nigga. Look, it's weird. I spoke to him yesterday. Nah, there's some other shit going on, I think, though. I'm going to try him again.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Nah, he's not answering the phone. I think he might still be at work though. No, I know he works nights. You know what I'm saying? I know who the hell. I think he works nights
okay.
and shit. Hey, yo, did you see that Danny Mice versus Geechee Gotti?
Yeah.
Yo, bro. Yeah, that battle was all right for one runner. That shit was kind of fire, bro.
That shit was fire to me. Hey, yo,
I can't even hold you.
Geechee Gotti is fire, man.
Yeah, he coming. He's coming.
He's coming. He's on his way.
He's about to be a fucking problem, too, bro.
Yeah, man.
Ugh. Geechee Gotti, I see that shit happen already. But Danny, yo, it just seems to me like, I don't know why. Why does it seem like when Danny's everywhere else, he's wigging? Like, I so got to see this team's battle now.
Yeah, I got to see it, bro. I mean, he was going off. Definitely was going off. Shout out to Geechee Gotti and Danny Myers.
Shit, everybody's phone is off. I was saying Danny at this now and shit. Yeah, yo, y'all niggas is, all you niggas listening to shit, y'all go to A-Hat channel and watch that Danny Myers versus Geechee Gotti, bro. That shit is, dang, versus Geechee Gotti. That shit's all right, bro.
That shit was kind of fire. I wouldn't even, definitely. You know what I'm saying?
Like, seriously, bro. Now, there was a one-rounder, and Geechee definitely had a slip up in that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he
probably
had a little
slice of Danny, but it was like Danny wasn't playing with that nigga though, bro. That nigga wasn't playing with him at all.
You can tell he knew he couldn't play. He knew he couldn't play around with him.
Hell yeah. Hell fucking yeah, he knew he couldn't play that nigga. He was all up on that nigga. I was like, God damn, all right. Like, Danny ain't playing no motherfucking games right now and shit.
Yeah, that was dope. Yo, talk about the record.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk about the
wreck
shit? Did you?
I talked about it yesterday. What's your thoughts on this shit? I mean, I spoke on it yesterday and shit.
Oh, you spoke on it yesterday. I saw the interview of Rex today. How he was saying he taught Sean everything, and he's talking about he willing to bet money, but it's just like I'm cool with that. Like put the money up, man. You know what I'm saying? No recycling though. I don't want to hear no recycle bars.
If you're going to put money on it, and you recycle it, you just lost it. I mean, you lost the round. When you put money on it, it's different, bro.
Mm-hmm. He said he's willing to bet, Sean. He said, I'm willing to put my paper up. So I'm willing to
put his paper up.
Yep, that's what he said in the interview.
I said, Sean, yo, I'm not mad at that. I swear I'm not mad at that.
Put the
motherfucking paper up.
Yeah, that's where we come from, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, put it up. Let's bet it. If y'all, you feel confident in your rhymes, bet it.
Damn, all right. Shit, I definitely ain't mad at that shit right there. Hell, what the fuck, bro?
Yeah.
Why would you do shit? I mean, has Sean, but is Sean going to respond is the question.
I don't know.
On Queenslip joint, on Queenslip joint, Mook said he would 3-0 Hollow and Surf. What's your thoughts on that?
I don't think he'll 3-0 Hollow. I think Surf it might be a possibility. Surf gonna give a round away on a stumble or a choke. I mean, he done choked in his last four or five battles. He done stumbled, so I mean, he gonna lose a round off that. I mean, Mook ain't really, he ain't losing rounds, man. I mean, until he loses a round, you can't really say that he's going to lose.
Yeah, I guess.
But he's 3-0
Lux,
man.
You know what? I think what aggravates me at the end of the day, Mook is right, though. You know what I'm saying? Mook said some shit like, who would have thought I was going 3-0 Lux? You know what I'm saying? Nobody think that is shit. I feel him on that. I kind of feel him on that. Hey, yo, I'm going to tell you niggas right now. All you niggas listening, go to AngryFan 007. I'm about to upload in 5 minutes. We got some footage from BL5. That shit is fire. You know what I'm saying? We got fucking none is in the footage. Shout out to Tony Bro. Shout out to the cameraman. We got none in the footage.
Shout out to Tony Bro, man. Shout out to Tony Bro.
Yeah, big old Tony Bro and shit. We actually trying to lock the regional down on some other type shit. Where he going to lock that shit down. I'm about to lock down around here, but ain't that much shit around here to really lock down like that. But we already trying to map that shit out, and we want you to hit up over there down the west and shit.
I'm gonna have to map it down easier.
But when you see this shit was kind of fire, bro. I can't even front on that shit. So it's going to be uploaded. It's already on my channel, but it'll be public in about, I want to say about 4 minutes. I got tagged and all that shit. But the shit is actually crazy dope. So all you niggas definitely go over there. I know some of you niggas, there's more niggas on this channel than on my channel. So y'all definitely don't want to miss that shit. A lot of dope fan debates. Niggas is arguing, beefing online, outside and shit. You know what I'm saying? You got all that shit. So,
I'm in the building for no, man.
Fucking
I'm in
New
that
Jersey twerk, man. New Jersey twerk said I'm a bum, man. Niggas say, yo, what the fuck, man? Niggas be hating on me and shit. Man. Nobody hating on you, twerk, man. Stop playing, man. Yo, fuck. But fucking, you see Chess in the footage. You see Briz in the footage. You know what I'm saying? Shit is dope, though, and shit. But as for Mook 3 Owen, I'm at the point like this. I'm going to be dead real with you, bro. Mook is my guy. I fucks with Mook. He's my guy. If you're not going to battle, I don't even want to hear about that shit no more, bro. And I'm going to tell you why at this point. It really ain't fair to watch you sit back a year and a half, in between battles where you are not pushing battle rap forward at all. And everybody else is. Everyone else is. But then we come right back, but, like, you still here. Like, the more I think about that shit, the more that shit is fucking crazy to me. Like, you're really not pushing battle rap forward that much at all right now.
So you feel like the hollow, like the R should get a lot more credit than Mook, basically, is what you're saying right now.
Yo, at this point, I kind of do think that, bro. And I'm going to tell you why. Because, all right, if the new class and shit and the vets and shit ain't pushing battle rap forward, what do you even have to come back to? You still talking about battles and shit. What if battle rap had died? Like Mook brought it out. You know, or seen it, yes, you can never take that away. But, I mean, in these past couple of years is what I mean. It's like
he
put the most work in. You know what I'm saying? A lot of the most fiery battles he's not a part of right now. So he's
That's
still almost 3-0 and hollow and surf. And it's just like, I'm at the point where if it's going to happen, I'd rather just see him. I'm tired of talking about it. That's why I started the YouTube page to begin with, when Lord of Lux kept doing this shit. Kept running out to more battling. And it was just like, God damn, y'all going to battle or not? Like, because move on shit like the paper got to be right. But the paper got to be right. He's not going to battle. I'm not really feeling that.
I feel like, I mean, y'all, everybody know I rock with Mook Tough, but, like, still, man, I feel some type of way about him turning down 70 bars, man. That's kind of crazy to me, like,
yeah,
70 racks for
70,000 versus Arsenal. But not, but do y'all remember, though, when he came on the show and I asked him on the shit, he said that they didn't have the bread or some shit like that up front or some shit like that is what he said. See, I wonder if some of this shit got to do with that battle with him and Young Hot. Remember, because they supposedly not got paid for that battle. Remember that whole event? They were saying nobody got paid. I think the only nigga who said they got their money was Rex.
Yeah, Rex was running around saying he got paid, but that was he didn't get paid.
Yeah, because no one else had gotten paid. They said it was a scam and shit like that. So I wonder if that actually plays a part in all this shit, too.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. I think... My whole thing is, man, I really don't want to hear Mook talk about battles until somebody pay him to do it. I'm kind of tired of running around saying who you better than. Like, I already think you're the best, but, like, you're not going to battle again. So just let these – they the ones putting in the work to keep it moving. So just let them eat. Like, let them do their thing. You ain't got to keep, you know what I'm saying, dipping back in it when you ain't even going to battle.
Yeah, that's my whole thing is battle. You know what I'm saying? I don't care about it, but battle, though. So I seen this shit. It was all right. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. But it doesn't have the same effect on me. But he is right. Like you said before, though, it's not like he's losing rounds and shit. Not on the front. But, like, you don't really battle that much, Mook, like, at all. I would kind of like to see the battle and shit.
Yo, let me ask you something. You being from Harlem, you being from New York, let me ask you, because I saw the part with the Queenswood interview where Queen Flip mentioned Smack saying he made niggas and all this. If Mook saying, didn't nobody make me, niggas didn't really start watching Smack DVDs until I was on them. When did you start watching Smack DVDs? Like, you being
yo,
from New York,
how
did
I
you
even
tune in?
Stumbled upon, yo, I don't even know how I know I used to get them over 125th. I'm trying to think how I stumbled upon Smack DVDs. I will be real with you. I definitely used to go straight to the back and watch the battle first. You know what I'm saying? Not saying that the rest of the shit was whack. It was all dope. But I cared about the battle and the shit.
Right.
And speaking of Smack TV, I'm going to talk about something else which is actually funny and shit. We might be missing the most underrated nigga of all time. You know what I'm saying? To be real true. And when you really look back and shit, you're going to laugh at the shit. But it might be fucking true. And in one particular battle, I think niggas like really slept on the other nigga and shit. But I think Mook is right. Mook played a big part in that. In the Smack DVDs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if niggas only watched it for Smack. Like, nah, because of him, though. No. Smack was, he was going to everybody's hood in they hood. All they goonies around him was interviewing these niggas. I mean, the whole Dipset shit. He on the boat with these niggas and shit. It wasn't just about battle rap, bro. But it did blow up because we fucked with it. We all went to, like, a lot of us went to the back to watch the battle. They were fire. But I went downplay Smack work. Like, Smack just stuck to the battle rap side of the shit. He was deep in the hip hop part, though.
Yeah. Mook was on some shit where he was like, yo, when Smack filmed me and Jay Mills, I didn't know who Smack was. Smack knew who we was. Like, we didn't know who Smack was. Like, you know what I mean? Me and Mills had a name.
I kind of feel a little bit. I don't know if Smack was that solidified back then. I don't. Because that was early on. That was early on. He might be right about that, bro. He might be.
Yeah.
A lot of niggas didn't know who Mook was back then. No, a lot of niggas did not know who Mook was until he battled Mills, too. Even he said that. That's back when everybody was all coming up.
Think right.
Mills was still in Harlem. He was still in Harlem.
Yeah, Mook. Yeah.
We talking years ago and shit. So the nigga might be right for all of them. To be real true, I can't knock that, the statement, but I wouldn't say Mook. I wouldn't say Smack made Mook, but I wouldn't say Mook made Smack either. It was a combination thing. They both benefited from it. Smack, you benefited because niggas gravitated towards the battle, and Mook was the main niggas you had. And Mook, you benefited because Smack, whether you want to admit it or not, Smack DVD was popping, bro. That's the then Cocaine
right.
City came out. No, that other
Cocaine
shit
Cocaine City,
Prince Montana
yeah.
and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, like everything else followed after, to my knowledge, the Smack DVDs. So just that
we was watching Smack DVDs
big.
In Chicago. Like, we was watching Smack, so, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that shit was big. Like, niggas used to be fiending like crackheads waiting for the next Smack DVD to drop. That just wasn't because Mook was on it. Like, it was. I wanted to see the whole shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but I do see what Mook, you know what I mean? It's about the pain. And if Mook is looking at it from the battle rap standpoint, then he's right because the battle was top at the end of the shit.
But
that's how I
what
call,
was you
that's
saying about the? What was you about to say about the? You said it was somebody you was gonna bring up. Some you said I might end up laughing.
Yo, niggas may think I'm tripping, B. But when I go back, right now that we all the way here on URL and shit, Rex is still battling. Can we go back to Rex versus Unconscious one more time? Like, I just think it's weird how like. Kassa was the first nigga to say, yo, my nigga, I heard that shit before, B. You spit that shit in the nigga.
You spit that on the radio.
Say,
you spit that on
that.
The radio.
You spit that, yeah, you spit that on the radio. You was spabbed. You spit that on the radio. You said that already and shit. Like, and none of
then
us
start
really
saying it with him, though. Then he starts saying the rhyme with him.
But the thing about it is none of us really paid attention to that shit. Now after the Shine shit, it really just made me laugh like, God damn, bro. This nigga Unconscious told the whole goddamn world what was going on and shit. You know what I'm saying? And we feel like, Rex is recycling. Like, bruh, why we look at the ball what Unconscious was saying this shit? She's just weird. That battle kind of like going back and looking at it. And I watched it last night, seeing Unconscious spaz the way he was spazzing. Like, yo, he was really mad at that. You know what I'm saying? It was just like, yo, that shit is kind of crazy to me.
That's true. Damn, yeah, I didn't even think about it. He was saying that way back then.
Yeah, way back then he was saying that shit.
Damn. I still think Sean gonna beat Rex. Like I like Rex one of my favorites. I just think Sean gonna win. Like, I don't know why.
You think
Sean
gonna win?
Gonna win, man. Yeah, man. Rex is. I don't know, man. You never. That's the thing. You never know with Rex. I don't know, man. Like, I don't know what I'm gonna get with this. Now, I don't know if he gonna. I don't know if he going to fucking spit a mixtape verse. He running around the interview saying how he love him. And that's his brother for that. Like, I don't know, man. Sean sound like he on some I don't give a fuck type shit. Like,
Yo, I mean, I gotta watch this shit, man. I gotta watch this shit, B. That's all
I'm in the
say,
building
man.
For that,
like,
man.
As long as long as it's a good battle, is all I really care about. At the end of the day, you know, to be honest with you, that really is all I care about.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
True.
God damn. I'm trying to put this damn video. I don't forgot who else is in this shit. That motherfucking quick and shit. But fucking Jackboy Man is in it too. But I just want to see a good battle, bro. Yo, Gnome looks lit. Like fuck with the bullshit. That looks lit to me.
Yeah, man.
Like, that's
gonna
be a fire ass card.
That's a hot card. That might be their best card. Like I know they talking about still doing some of Madness, but I feel like this might be their best card of the year, maybe. Like
yeah, for like
card.
Yeah, like yo, I just hope the artists don't get burnt out trying to battle so much and shit. Well, they should be good now, though. I mean, if they mainly battling over there, then it shouldn't really matter now that I really think about the shit. They shouldn't be getting burnt out and shit. But fucking
yeah,
they
should be good.
Gnome and them knees battles, yeah, shit gonna be lit, bro.
Yeah, man. I'm looking forward to it. I'm definitely there for that shit. Man. That shit gonna be lit.
Yo, man. So, all right. So, who's up? I gotta see this fucking clean battle, man. Clean and Twerk, because nigga, the same Twerk really went fucking ham on this nigga, like on some next level.
Yeah.
I really want to see this shit. I really, really, really want to see this shit.
Yeah, I gotta see it because you know, always gotta see it for yourself. But I'm hearing you want.
Nah, I just want to see him at like you know what I'm saying like him being crazy and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like when he in the zone, he in the zone. But I want to see it though. Still, we all know like he's a funny nigga. You know he know how to entertain and shit like that. So I want to see how he handles that shit.
Right.
If the crowd was fucking with it, the crowd wasn't fucking with it. Like what's going on? You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely gotta see it, man. Can't wait for these battles to come out, man.
Yeah, they should be coming out. So somebody told me today. Well, I don't even want to say that shit on air. Fuck all that shit. But I'm looking out for things in mind. It should be coming out soon, from what I understand. That's all I'm saying. Hmm. I don't know when, but it should be coming out definitely soon.
I just hope they're able to clean everything up, you know what I'm saying, as far as with the mics and everything. Hopefully they clean it up for when it's on camera so we can get a good battle and it's not.
Yeah,
I was hearing that
it wasn't URL's fault. It was, I guess, the builder's fault. Because it was 5 hours going on. They was like, that would happen. That would happen if there was any weed. It just happened to be URL and shit. So, I don't know. But what a lot of niggas are saying, though, when the lights is going out, it really wasn't during the battles. You know what I'm saying? So, it really shouldn't fuck it up like that is what I'm hearing and shit. Like, you may not even really, like, really peep it like that and shit.
Oh, gosh. Hopefully not.
Yeah,
man.
So I'm just like, I'm just waiting for the fucking battle and shit. I'm hearing Queen of the Ring had a fire event too and shit. I'm gonna fuck around and get some people on for that and shit. They were saying that was a fire ass event too. I heard I don't even say that. I was hearing Official did beat Tory Dodo and shit. Yo, to beat Zico,
yeah.
I kind of forgot about that event and shit. Yeah, that's what I heard. I kind of forgot about that shit.
I didn't even really. No, like, I ain't really been hearing about it, so.
Man, but they were saying it was a dope-ass event, so shout out to them for that and shit. Yo, I swear to God, this video about to be so fucking fire. I'm about to upload, bro.
I'm waiting on you to make it public.
Bro, I'm doing it right now. Yo, that's why I'm pausing while I'm talking. I'm doing it right now. I don't even want to wait. You know what I'm saying? To the show's over, cause like y'all niggas is gonna like this shit. And when I said we trying to lock this shit down, like this is the first video of that shit. You know what I'm saying? We not, we got shit in the works and shit. Let me just put the thumbnail up and I'm gonna throw this shit on public. Y'all niggas is gonna be like, oh, this shit is fire right here. Like this ain't no regular, this regular shit. This shit is fire. You know what I'm saying? Like real shit.
We've been sitting back. I'm telling you, man. We about to lock it down, man.
Yeah. Nigga, see this shit.
I know they think I be talking filthy, so I'm gonna be at the event, so y'all can tell me I be sounding stupid. That's cool, but we gonna get it all documented on camera, man. Cause I'm, you know, if I see you, niggas, I'm going to tell you you lost. In per- like, I'm not going to say you lost on the show and then get in person and say you didn't lose. That's not going to happen. I'm telling niggas you lost. Like, it is what it is, B. Y'all going to have to – it is what it is. You lost. Like –
yeah, yo, my nigga, I be talking to some of these niggas on the phone and shit, right? And they be like, yeah, I won this. And I be like, nah, you ain't won that battle, my nigga. I had this nigga with it. It be bad for you. I was like, bro, I'm not going to just say that it's because me and you on the phone. That's really how I feel. You know what I'm saying? Yo, I be dead ass with that shit. Niggas be like, come on, Cap. I be like, you ain't won that battle, my nigga. In my opinion, you ain't won that shit. Like, niggas be looking at me like I'm crazy as shit, like. They be like, all right, whatever,
yo, niggas,
bro. Like,
yo. Niggas hit me, told me I was petty for telling Gutta I get to his battles when I get to him. That's how I really how I feel, though. Like, some of y'all battles dropped, and I just watch it, like, later on when I ain't got shit else to do. But certain niggas, I'm stopping what I'm doing and watching that shit.
Hey, all you niggas listening, you niggas go to AngryFan007 channel right now. I just put this shit out. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Tony Bro for the live footage. Shout out to the cameraman. Like, yeah, this shit is definitely fire and shit. I seen this shit this morning. Nigga, I had to roll a blunt. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, this power up, this more moves to the rest of you going. I'm watching this shit the damn blunt went out when I seen how fire the shit was. I'm like, oh, all right. Like, this is not true. It's a good step right here. Like,
yeah.
So you aren't definitely gonna see a lot of a lot more of this shit. It's 18 minutes long, but it's worth it. Trust me, bud.
Oh yeah, that's a good time. Oh yeah, I'm gonna sit back and watch that shit.
Yeah. It's definitely dope. A lot of fans debating outside. You know what I'm saying, niggas. I'm hearing niggas talking about Chess. You know what I'm saying? They're talking about Chess and Tay Rock. One nigga's like, who Chess beat? And I'm just like, this is the shit that I'm talking about. Like, fuck the interview. I'd rather get these niggas debating over. But I like shit like that. Like,
yeah,
that's because
you're
about to go to pop, bro.
Ain't no filter with the fans, man. The fans is gonna speak on how they feel, man. Ain't no filter.
Exactly. There's like no filter in this shit. They gonna feel they getting hyped, they getting turned up. There's a lot going on in this shit. So I'm like, oh yeah, this is popping my hand shit. You know what I'm saying? But it's definitely up on AngryFan007 right now. I see niggas is already watching this shit. So let me know y'all leave in the comments what you think about this shit. Go ahead.
Man, you subscribe, man. Tell a friend to subscribe, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We getting it shaking.
Yeah, this shit is definitely lit. But, yo, on that note, we about to sign out. I really wanted to get daylight real quick and shit. You know what I'm saying? We want to sign on that note and shit. I might do something early on in the morning with Briz and shit. I don't know y'all niggas tune out, but I want to let some of this shit breathe and shit. The Billy Boondocks, everybody's asking me for this shit. Billy Boondocks is fucking hilarious, my nigga. That nigga is crazy shit. But like, he's so fucking funny. It's not even funny. You think it's need to be stand-up comedy. That shit might be a strong shit. But, yo, we signed up on this out of this motherfucker, man. Shout out to Driz, too. You already know what it is, B.
Salute AFM, the only way, man.
Early.